poetry-related piece is a duo with Parashi. This group of pieces I've called Junk Sculpture from the New Gilded Age. And that pretty much says it all about what these are about. There's two short pieces, which will be the first and third. And then there's a few pieces that run a bit longer. The second piece is a very sparse kind of piece. And then the last one is one called The Mosquitoes of Lamarck. I don't know how many of you know Texas geography, but Lamarck is a town in the kind of swamp area halfway between Houston and Galveston Island. There's a great dog racing track in Lamarck. This is why I go down there. But one night when I was there, the mosquitoes were just oppressive. They were getting in my mouth and in my ear and up my nose, and it was just disgusting. So I thought, you know, I need to write a poem someday called The Mosquitoes of Lamarck that just captures that as a symbol of whatever you would want it to be a symbol of. So anyway, that'll be the final piece we do tonight. Ready? Welcome to Marion, Texas. A train whistle, deep, textured, prolonged. Spreading and melting across the west side of Marion, Texas, like cheap yellow oleomargarine on burned day-old bread. Calling me out of my stupor. Full of metal buildings, once thought temporary. Different colors of paint having faded to a dull sameness, but lacking any initiative to move once settled. Porn rentals steeped with the flavor of yesterday's fried chicken under the convenience store counter. High school pregnancies under the radar. Major brand beer purchased in 24 packs. The ruling class won't even live here. Supervising their properties and investments, their tenants and managers and gophers, from the comfort of air-conditioned San Antonio suburbs. While we bake in our mobile homes and labor in our metal workplace furnaces, our crusts hardening and thickening until we become to be scattered, to be liberated by some future wind from the east. Deep focus. all the doorways we passed through. Anchored by television and fried food. Here, where the Dalai Lama has not chosen to appear. Dry duck and onion kisses. Missiles instead of mammograms. Clocks that need new batteries. Staring into the blank face of the moon. One week's medicine diluted or halved the last few weeks. Lawns are manicured, but foundations are slippery. Rewriting, then denying past events we've witnessed or even participated in. Not taking the time to rest the horses or rotate the tires. What cannot be photographed is what will endure. Tuning into the static, drifting away from the broadcast. When we were homeless, they gave us flowers. She swims along with a current tuned to the key of heartbreak. They'll ignore you until you stop cutting the grass. The dogs have memorized the routines we'd rather forget. Newly minted walkways, all leading to the same spot. Garbage barges roam the Gulf Coast looking for a home. minutes expanded into microtones. The governor subcontracts our prisoners to Mexico. Out of sight, out of mind. No credit toward my sentence for time spent on Frankenstein Island. Day laborers, part-time employees, temps in the land of their birth. White-haired, middle-aged men, American Nehemiahs, try to cage the monkey mind. It's time to replant. Time to measure. Time to fast. Time to listen. Welcome to Kerrville, Texas. Mia serves with a smile. Trout Almondine to doctors and bankers and realtors at this chic and shimmering bistro perched on the eastern bank of the Guadalupe. Remembering whose daughter is in Girl Scouts and whose son is a junior at Texas Tech. Oversized ice water goblets sparkling, as is the bloodless smooth jazz, loud enough to be sensed, but soft enough to not intrude, weaving itself into the texture of the dining experience. Some ask about her daughters. Some flirt. Some tip 25%. Some grin and nod and acknowledge her at the grocery store. But she never allows herself to forget that her children may never play with or marry theirs. And beyond that, she prays that she'll never be found. Mosquitoes of Lamarck. The grit at the heart of the Texas Gulf oyster will in time and after enough layers of secretion become a pearl long after we are gone. The metal screws and wires in his reconstructed knee begin to ache and remind him that the seasons have changed. Mosquito eggs lie dormant while the mother's body temperatures dip lower without their fluids solidifying. We're protecting properties we cannot enter, assembling products we cannot afford. The latest American military surge in Afghanistan begins today. Lamar, where Civil War soldiers would stop to drink fresh-churned buttermilk as they marched between Galveston and Houston. Waking up to penicillin and diesel fumes. Hammering in any screws that won't turn. Routine. Except for when it's disrupted. And for those who've been unable to get aboard the merry-go-round of routine. Unfinished chunks of sound. Sirens. Metal on metal clanking of empty railroad cars. Chainsaws. Marshes the size of 10 football fields. And my mother, not remembering to eat, asks again about the weather. Gravity keeps her seated night after night at boot kickers bingo, despising her career in medical billing and coding more with each dollar margarita. living across from Barker's Propane and Washateria on Factory Bayou, working within honeycombed walls of windowless Chinese drywall, she began referring to parts of her body in detached third person. Red flags raised on the mailboxes by the shoulder of the farm to market road. Televisions on, always, fearing the storm at the center of the sun. Only a few more weeks until the first blood meals of the season. Here in Texas's answer to Black Rock or Lumberton. Lamarck, where dogs abandoned cluster around the vanilla sugar warmth from drier vents outside. Whatever we're doing, wherever we are, there is always the flame. And we're always conscious of where we are in relation to it. Towering above the adjacent chemical plants and refineries, a 300-foot tower, a 30-foot flame, a cathedral honoring our largest employer and taxpayer, Dow Chemical, of napalm and silicon breast implant fame. His dreams have begun to corner him. The child he tried to forget. The lady from the nail salon he'd lived with and fed off of. Two witnesses clothed in sackcloth stand among the olive trees. Those who have an ear, let them hear. And my mother, not remembering to pay her gas bill, layers her clothing and confides in her pillow. As the sign on my neighbor's garage reads, think twice before entering. There's nothing here worth dying for.